My name is Paloma, and you are listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM.
Turn out for a special performance from Leah Bertucci, Sunday, September 18th at Opus 40 in Saugerties. Bertucci is performing on electronics, voice samples, and multi-channel radio using four low-range FM transmitters provided from Wavefarm and used to send audio throughout the performance to radios installed within the labyrinth walls of Opus 40 to create a spatialized sonic gesture. Audience members are urged to circulate among the Opus 40 grounds to hear, to make their own live mix of the performance. Bertucci is working with Ben Vita, Zach Layton, and Victoria Ketty on the project. It's Sunday, September 18th from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Opus 40 in Saugerties. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA with the WGXC Daily News for Wednesday, September 7th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Larry Rullison reports for the Times Union that National Grid is predicting home heating bills in upstate New York will increase 39% this winter, a hike of roughly $50 more per month than last year. Quote, "These prices are significantly higher than they were last year," unquote, said Melanie Littlejohn, National Grid's Regional Vice President for Customer and Community Management. National Grid said the increase is the result of record natural gas prices, as well as the increased gas delivery rates recently approved by the State Public Service Commission. Customers are charged for both supply and delivery. The supply charge is set using wholesale gas prices, while the delivery rate is set by the Public Service Commission. National Grid said the average five-month home heating bill will be approximately $943 for the period from November through March, $263 higher than the cost over the same five-month period last year. About $231 of the increase is due to the wholesale gas costs. National Grid further noted that monthly electricity bills will also go up about $23 or 22% each month this winter, since most electricity in New York is made burning natural gas. All told, the average National Grid combined gas and electric bill will be $75 higher this winter compared to last, Littlejohn said. Quote, "National Grid has many assistance programs available, as well as energy-saving strategies, resources, and tips. We are encouraging our customers to take action now before the cold weather arrives," unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that a monument and flagpole are being erected at Greenville's Veterans Memorial Park in honor of local fallen troops who served in the Vietnam War. The dedication ceremony will take place in the park on September 17th and will honor the 17 troops with ties to Greene County who lost their lives in the war. Work at the site is ongoing, with the installation of the bronze battlefield cross, granite monument, and flagpole expected to be completed in time for the dedication. Tim Broder from the Northeast USA Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, the group spearheading the project, said, quote, "It's just a matter of getting it installed now, and we will do it. There is no doubt in my mind about that," unquote. On the day of the dedication, the group will also set up a temporary museum in the community room of the Greenville Public Library, honoring the 17 fallen Greene County troops. The group will pay homage to 19 troops from Columbia County as well. The memorial project cost nearly $103,000, and there is still a substantial shortfall in the amount of money the group has been able to raise. Quote, "We are still behind," unquote, Broder said. Quote, "We have probably $25,000 in outstanding loans that we have to be paid back. And we also need about another $40,000 to finish up. So we're behind the eight ball by about $60,000, unquote. Berger said word about the dedication has spread and is expected to draw visitors from all over, including people from Texas and California. Quote, "We survived to make sure nobody forgets the fallen. That's why we are doing this," unquote, Berger said. Read more about this story at upstater.com. WNYT-TV is reporting that Siena College President Chris Gibson has announced his retirement. The former congressperson said on September 6th that he will step down at the end of the 2022-2023 academic year. Gibson was appointed Siena president in 2020 after serving 3 2-year terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. Before being elected to Congress, he served for 29 years in the U.S. Army. Gibson said in a statement, quote, "I am focused on leading Siena to provide a first-rate college experience, both in and beyond the classroom, and advancing resourcing our strategic plan as we prepare our students to serve as leaders, inspired by St. Francis of Assisi, to help make the world become more just, peaceful, and humane," unquote. Siena Board Chair Thomas Baldwin praised Gibson for his work, saying the college has flourished under his leadership. Read more about this story at WNYT.com. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Got questions about technology, cybersecurity, whether it's a remote car starter or jellyfish, try your luck at stumping our panel on the Thingularity radio program. Just send your questions to CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. That is CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. And one of our many interns will be electroshocked into inducing an answer for your listening pleasure. Listen to the Thingularity radio program every first Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org. Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, September 7th. Early local morning temperatures range from 58 degrees in Medusa to 64 over in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 67 degrees. Rain this morning fades to showers and then gone by dark. A high of 71 will happen at 4 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 58 degrees. Then tomorrow things dry out and we get a high of 79 at 4 p.m. 56 degrees overnight takes us into a hot looking Friday with a high of 82. Saturday looking very much the same with a high of 84. Pollen levels for today will be low. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 12:29 a.m., low tide at 7:29 a.m., high tide again at 1:10 p.m., then low tide once again at 7:38 p.m. Today's current strength will be high, and the river temperature will be 75 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:07 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:23 a.m. Looking way up, we see the sun is still pretty active. Fortunately, Venus is getting the brunt of it with a large CME heading right for it and Europe's solar orbiter, which just happens to be positioned perfectly to make observations. Solar wind speed is currently 553 kilometers per second at 9.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board with good conditions below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 56, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kaya Weidman of Germantown, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC, radio for open ears. If you like what you're hearing, you know, WGXC has been really producing some excellent music programming. some entertaining satire, important local information. Become a sustaining supporter. Go to the website wgxc.org and click on the donate button. Help keep local hands-on community radio alive.
Am I you or are you me?
You are a happy person, full of imaginative thoughts which pour forth constantly. Each day you feel more lovable, more interesting. You become more interested in others. You recognize and accept the friendship that people offer you, for you truly deserve it. You have a deep and sincere respect for yourself and for your personal worth to others. It is easy for you to accept the help and cooperation of others. You see their help to you as an expression of mutual friendship and understanding. You now realize that giving and receiving are two sides of a single coin. You're aware of the trust and confidence you generate in others, and it makes you feel good. You think of yourself as a warm, generous, and loving person. You easily express love and affection, and you find it easy to accept love and approval. You like yourself because you are a friendly and giving person. You accept yourself as a unique and valuable person. You're open, honest, and direct in your relations with people. You recognize that you are exceptionally talented and highly creative. This awareness makes you feel good.
So much. What kind of magic Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's really important for citizens to understand what their elected officials are on key democracy reform issues.
A new democracy scorecard charting support for pro-democracy bills in the 117th Congress found 101 members had perfect scores on issues of voting rights, ending big money in politics, ethics, and the rule of law. Aaron Sherb with Common Cause says it's a 70% increase compared to their 2020 scorecard.
This really shows how much the public is demanding Congress to create fair national standards for voting. So no matter what one's zip code or race or size one's wallet is, everybody should have a fair and equal voice.
However, most of the legislation tracked didn't become law. 1 million migrants from 150 nations have entered the country under the Biden administration, according to data compiled by the New York Times. Most are expected to live in the U.S. for at least 7 years as they wait asylum hearings. On Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre shot down Texas Senator Ted Cruz's invite for her to visit the border to assess the migrant situation, saying she doesn't need lectures from Republicans about immigration policy.
And I certainly won't take advice on border from anyone who voted against securing record level of funding for the Department of Homeland Security.
Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has spent more than $12 million busing migrants to Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New York City.
Have gone through so much, are incredibly vulnerable. Governor Abbott is using this for political purposes. He's crossed the line by using human beings to create anti-immigrant and anti-Latino hatred.
Manuel Castro heads up the Office of Immigrant Affairs for New York Mayor Eric Adams, who sent a delegation to meet with Border Patrol officials Tuesday in Texas. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says new Omicron-specific COVID boosters will be key to controlling a possible false surge in infections.
I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
COVID-related hospitalizations are decreasing, but the virus is still killing an average of 375 people per day. Liz Truss became the third female prime minister in the history of the United Kingdom and paid tribute to her predecessor, who resigned after a series of scandals.
Boris Johnson delivered Brexit, the COVID vaccine, and stood up to Russian aggression. History will see him as a hugely consequential prime minister.
In a congratulatory call to Truss, President Joe Biden reaffirmed the special relationship between the U.S. and Britain. The Obamas will reunite with the Bidens at the White House today for the official unveiling of their presidential portraits. The ceremony is traditionally hosted by the former president's immediate predecessor, but was scuttled due to the contentious relationship between former President Trump and former President Obama. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find Ray Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A shocking new poll shows that half of Americans of all political persuasions believe that it's likely that America will cease to be a democracy in the future. The Yahoo YouGov poll released June 15th shows that 55% of Democrats and 53% of Republicans believe that failure is likely. With independent voters factored in, just under half of those polled think that it's likely that America will cease to be a democracy. As for the other half, only 25% consider it unlikely, and the other 25% are not sure. The survey was conducted among 1,500 adults around the U.S. from June 10th to June 13th. The survey also polled Americans on their viewing of the January 6th hearings. June 9th's initial hearing was watched by 24% of Americans, with an additional 27% following the news coverage afterwards. Among the watchers, 52% of MSNBC viewers tuned in, 22% of Fox News viewers tuned in. Fox broadcast the hearings live only on its Fox Business channel on Thursday. After just the June 9th and 13th hearings, less than half of Americans, 45%, believed that the January 6th insurrection was part of a conspiracy to overturn the election. This will be a statistic to watch in the coming weeks. Links to the poll and some national organizations where you can take action are at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM on Wednesday, September 7th, including live shows like Mayuka Fujina's Mirage Station, which comes out of Acre Live at 11 a.m. noon, we head to Catskill, where Spike Priggen beams in from Spike's Record Rack, his store on Main Street there. 2 hours of the Bedazzled Radio Hour after the local news. 4 p.m., we're live from ACRA, and we have an interview today with Absolute Value of Noise and Anna Frizz about their new installation, Solar Radio, at Wave Farm. 7 p.m., we're live from New York City with the Off the Hook Show, simulcast from WBAI in Brooklyn, with the Hacker Quarterly 2600 talking technology until 8 p.m., when we're live from Hudson, Rock and Roll High School, from Peter McPartland and Anya Kanovskaya. 10 p.m., we go live to Ulster County with Jeff Economy and Snack Point Charlie, and at midnight, we are live for another 2 hours from Ulster County with Peter Aaron's show that's simulcast on Radio Kingston. It's called Go Go Kitty, and it's on until 2 a.m. on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Just relax and sing.
Here is 2022 local music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and they call themselves Karen and Peter. And this song is called Weekend in the Berkshires.
Blueberry denim, cherry wallpaper, across the room, something on the stove sizzles.
Are you coming over after band practice? Are you wearing the green jacket I gave you?
Puff of smoke, creak of a chair. A robin rises from the driveway into the scarlet oak. So faint I can't hear it. Don't drink the water. It's full of lead. Species crash disturbs the unintended garden. No sense of space under there. Just cement on dirt. The weather warm and strange. Sweating no longer cools the body.
Are you coming over after band practice? Are you ignoring my texts? Are you leaving your wife?
But I loved that kitchen and ate that pizza. Puzzles on the wainscot, pastries on Saturday morning. Or was it Sunday? God, it's only Tuesday.
School districts across the state of New York are facing a shortage of social workers. According to an audit by the state comptroller's office, New York City schools are not providing enough social workers per school. 423 schools are without social workers, while most of the schools with at least one social worker don't meet the recommended ratio of one social worker to every 250 students. Rural school districts are seeing a retention problem since they cannot afford to compete with their urban counterparts. Martha Schultz with the National Association of Social Workers New York chapter says a primary issue is non-competitive salaries, since district leadership might not understand what a school social worker does.
That stems from kind of this misunderstanding or lack of understanding or desire to learn about really what is social work and what can they offer. In schools, there's been a push for every building to have a school social worker, but that doesn't necessarily mean that school leadership or even the school board knows what a social worker does at a school. They just know that they have to have one.
Schultz says another part of this is a pipeline issue, where many rural colleges and universities don't offer graduate-level social work programs. She has seen numerous empty positions without applicants, with that lack of education by district leadership being a deterrent. Schultz adds social workers might start at the bottom in school districts, despite many years of experience in other areas of social work. The issue of social worker shortages goes beyond schools and has reached the state's Office of Mental Health. Samantha Fletcher, also with the National Association of Social Workers New York chapter, says these are social workers bearing the brunt of the shortage. One challenge she finds is the growth in caseloads social workers have to deal with. She says high caseloads are contributing to faster burnout.
They don't want to work in a situation where they're in a lose-lose position, that they know they can't give their clients what they need. You're seeing eight or more clients a day, how do you have time to do a suicide evaluation for another client or deal with a crisis from another client?
In 2021, two bills were introduced in the state legislature to address caseload caps for social workers and for child protective service workers, but both are still in committee. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Thank you.
That was Bjork with Ambergris March from the Drawing Restraint No. 9 album. Live on the radio at WGXC.org.
You can go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them, and that's why I like the library.
I'm also on a radio show at the library, and there was also a video making workshop that I did, and I did some animation, and I made a lot of new friends, and I laughed a lot, and it was really fun. My main reason of coming here is because it's books. Of course, it's a library. And I really like the wide selection of books. And they have computers and all sorts of stuff. They also recently did a mural painting thing where they painted the computer room in the back. And I got to be a part of that. And it was really fun. It looks really cool now. And I just really appreciate the library for being here. And if I had to choose between this library and any other one to go to, I would choose this one. I really like the Hudson Area Library, and I hope that it stays running for as long as I live, or maybe even longer, because I know a bunch of people that love to read.
Here is a song from the 2022 album Agro Dulce from Karen and Peter, which is the duo that includes Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and sound artist Peter Taylor. This song is Taconic Gate from their album Agro Dulce.
Thank you for coming. The problem is, words no longer attach to things. Pointy lobes, that's oak, that's maple. Each hangs there, but not in a platonic way. By the trestle, near the stream bed, moth wings open and close. Pink creekside flower, scenic trailways. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, of course. I am a tremendous enthusiast. Trees as high as a house, buildings as memory script, rows of brick worker housing. Repurpose the ore pit. Iron is not naturally found in its pure form. Witch's pyre of stricken birch, cut for charcoal to fire the furnace. 100 men flay rock. Underground caverns shiver. Sensations ride up my fingers into my neck like the train coming.
Oh.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast, and we start each Renewable Weather Forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Gas Buddy website says $3.86 a gallon is the lowest price for a gallon of gas in Greene County. That's at the Citco in South Cairo. Then we look at the air quality forecast, which is slightly better than yesterday, down to 12 from 15 on Tuesday. Then next we look at the UV index, which is up from yesterday, but it's still a 3, and that puts it in the moderate range. National Weather Service in Albany predicts there's a 30% chance of showers on Wednesday, mainly after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high of 67 with a light north wind. Wednesday night, cloudy is again the forecast with a low around 56. Then Thursday should be sunny for the solar panels with a high near 75 and a wind from the northeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon spinning local windmills. Mostly clear is the forecast Thursday night with a low around 54. And then Friday should be sunny with a high of 76 and a low around 55. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
Beloved, all and everywhere. Thank you. Yes.
Tiger. Elephant. Hippopotamus. Parrot. Bird. Turtle. Cat. Sheep. Squirrel. Giraffe.
You love me.